Welcome to our daily rosary and meditation. Today is the Feast of the Assumption. So let us begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. What is a tomb? What's a tomb for? Obviously, it's a place where you bury a dead body. That's the purpose of a tomb. But there are two people, only two, in all of human history, who have not left anything behind to be buried. Not a corpse, or bones, or even ashes. We don't come to the tombs of Jesus and Mary because their remains are here. We come to their tombs because their remains are not here. All through the history of Christianity, different people will dispute about who has the body of this saint or that saint, or who has some part of some saint. But no church has ever claimed to have the body of Jesus, and no church has ever claimed to have the body of Mary, because he ascended and she was assumed. He went up bodily into heaven, and she was taken up bodily into heaven. It was right that the two who were without sin should not be corrupted by death. It was right that the new Adam and the new Eve should reside together, body and soul, in the paradise they won back for the human race. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. In 1950, Pope Pius XII declared the Assumption of Mary, body and soul, into heaven as a dogma of the Catholic Church. This is a very rare thing for a pope to do. In fact, a pope has only made a pronouncement of this kind twice in history. And normally, when a dogma is declared, whether by a pope or a council, it's because there has arisen some kind of confusion or controversy that needs to be settled. But that's not the case here. For 2,000 years, the fact that Mary was taken body and soul into heaven was accepted, was known by both Christians in the East and the West. So why did the Pope decide to declare this dogma? Why did he call attention to something that people weren't even doubting? He did it because humanity is in desperate danger of despair. And Mary, gloriously assumed into heaven, is what we need to restore our hope. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. The first half of the 20th century was enough to tempt anyone to despair. After the advances in science, in production, in medicine, and technology, some people were beginning to think that the human race could, on its own, bring about a kind of paradise on Earth. Then two world wars happened. All the most sophisticated nations on Earth cut each other to shreds. And the result was what is called postmodernism, a kind of despair about the human condition. Art and music began to become bizarre. Fiction became senseless. Philosophers began to say we couldn't know anything. The entire culture expressed its despair by focusing on what was ugly, what was senseless, what was pointless. Mary gloriously assumed reminds us that human life isn't ugly. It's not pointless. It isn't senseless. Human existence can be heroic. It can be victorious. It can and should be beautiful. And above all, it has a point, a purpose. And that purpose is the purpose that has first been achieved in Mary. We are to be like Mary, united with Christ, victorious with Christ, and risen into glory and eternal joy with Christ. That is our hope. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. In addition to the social despair of our culture, there's also the temptation to personal despair that we face as individuals. St. Thomas Aquinas says that despair comes from two main causes: focusing too much on ourselves and suffering from lust. Both of these will make us depressed, and feeling downcast will tempt us to just throw in the towel. Now, has there ever been a time, do you think, when people have been more tempted to focus on themselves and more addicted to lust than the internet age? Social media is just one big effort to manage our online personas. It's focusing too much on ourselves. And the extent of pornography addiction is too pervasive to even fathom. We have to stop thinking about ourselves, and we have to get a grip on lust. And there too, the Immaculate Virgin, the humble handmaid of the Lord, is the perfect model for counteracting these causes of despair. First, she reminds us to look to Christ, not at ourselves. She reminds us that those whose lives are hidden, unnoticed, those who do no self-promotion, these are the ones who normally do the most important spiritual work for the kingdom of God. And she reminds us that the body, ours and other people's, was not made for shameful immorality, but for glory. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. Mary is the proof that the Christian program, well, it works. That goodness works. That humility and love and above all fidelity to Jesus works. She reigns in glory, in splendor, with the angels. She reminds us that it's a good thing to be human and that the same potential for glory lies in each one of us. Mary's assumption shows us what we can be, what we will be. Mary's assumption shows us not to lose heart, because death and corruption and sin and ugliness will not have the last word. Not in our lives and not in the story of the human race. If we let God write our story, as he wrote Mary's, then our story too will have a happy ending. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, I can't help but thinking what a juxtaposition the assumption is after our meditation on, and conversation on justification, where the fundamental principle of Martin Luther and John Calvin and those of the Reformation was that after the fall, human nature was so depraved that it was not possible to fix it. That our, especially that our free will was destroyed so that we could no longer cooperate with God. And that we, that Christ would save us, but that we as a human race would remain a dunghill forever. But yet when God would look at us, he would see Christ and not us. And so by a sleight of hand, we get into heaven, but we remain a dunghill forever, which is a horrible view of humanity. And the and we have our queen, whom God, like she says in her Magnificat, my soul magnifies the Lord, for he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. That God raised up Mary to share in his own divine nature. That God raised up Mary to share in his divine activity, his divine being first, and his divine activity, so that she could be the mother of God and our spiritual mother. But that's what he's offering us. Peter tells us in his letter that we are invited to be partakers of the divine nature. And Paul tells us that we've been invited to be co-workers with Christ, that we are called to be divinized, that by our baptism, God infuses his divine nature into our human nature to heal, elevate, and perfect us, to raise us up to be like God and live like God forever. And we have that little prayer right in the middle of Mass that we've talked about, captured by that gesture where the priest pours one drop of water into the wine, the water representing us, the wine representing Christ, and the priest prays, by the mingling of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. That that gesture captures what God is doing in us. He's giving us the divinity of Christ so that we can become divine. And he did it in Mary first. And that's why she's our hope. But this is also why Luther rejected Mary's role. Because she embodies the whole Catholic thing.
It's something I never understood or appreciated about the difference there. And I, it wasn't until maybe like a year ago, I heard someone talking about this concept of there are certain branches of Christianity that believe our body is evil. We are created wrong. We are less than, and we will never be greater. And you're kind of at war with your body. And Mary is the perfect example of the opposite of God's actual intention and design for us, and that he wants that for us. And her assumption is such a great testament to that as well, that we believe in the resurrection of the body. We're not just, our bodies aren't just this vessel for sin that we'll be freed from, and our souls aren't just these wretched things that will be covered up. I loved the word and the repetition of the word glory in this meditation, because it's like we're made to be glorious.
Yes.
We are in our bodies, with our souls, us. We are made for God.
And to share in the life of God.
to share in the very life of God. Mm-hmm.
But I think that exact contrast is the thing we should be thinking about, grateful for, not taking for granted, that the resurrection of the body and the assumption imply that there is something innately good about us, and God wants to bring that out. He wants to fully transform us.
Every time we see a picture, a statue, a medal about Mary, we should be reminded that's what God wants to do for us. God raises her up to say, hey, with me, I'm going to do the same thing for you. Which is such, that is such a sign of hope. Do we put Mary on a pedestal? Heck yeah.
Because God put her on a pedestal. Because it's in God's power to raise us up.
Exactly.
Not because any of us just deserve that. These things can only come from God.
And the fact is, God's plan is to put us all on a pedestal. That's the great dignity of human nature. What a great feast day. I love the Feast of the Assumption. And now we're entering this 7-day preparation for the Feast of the Queenship of Mary. So we have this time between the Assumption and August 22nd, the Queenship of Mary, is a great time to really reflect on the greatness of the Mother of God and the greatness of what God wants to do for all of humanity. Well, thanks for the prayer and the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.